Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Pitching for the California Angels, Nolan Ryan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting 8th. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Miller reaches second base with a double. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Angels. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is hit by the pitch. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Molinaro steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Squires reaches second base with a double. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 2-1, Angels. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive towards first. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Foley and he is out, Pryor applying the tag. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chappas takes first base on ball 4. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rudy strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Squires is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Landreau reaches third base with a triple. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor bunts towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Chappas takes first base on ball 4. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Molinaro takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to third. Chappas moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foley tags and scores. Chappas tags and moves to third. Molinaro tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Angels, 2, White Sox, 2. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Angels. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 4-2, Angels. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Jackson steals third. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Downing moves to second. It's 5-2, Angels. Ron Schuler now pitching. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. Downing moves to third. Grich moves to second. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing scores. Grich scores. Miller moves to second. It's 7-2, Angels. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford juggles the ball. That's an error on Lansford. Garr moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr scores. It's 7-3, Angels. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 3. The Angels will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Schuler covering, for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Chappas is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 3. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Hartzell now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 3. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Landreau hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Chappas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hartzell, and towards Anderson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.